Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, November 13th. I'm Abby Larico. The documentary Matter of Time blends a medical documentary with footage from an Eddie Vedder concert. And director Matt Finlan says the two genres fit together unexpectedly well.
We took the classic sort of rock doc form and tried to turn it on its head a little bit.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton talks to the people behind the documentary, which is screening this weekend at the St. Louis International Film Festival. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. A Cole County circuit judge heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit over Missouri's new congressional maps. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports on the first of what will likely be several hearings.
Judge Christopher Limbaugh did not issue a ruling after hearing arguments on whether state lawmakers' new congressional map is constitutional. The map is a result of Missouri Republicans' effort to gain an additional seat in Congress at the behest of President Donald Trump. Plaintiff's attorney Chuck Hatfield said in court the Missouri Constitution is clear as to when redistricting can occur. That answer is after a certified census. Solicitor General Louis Capozzi represents the state in this case. He agreed the legislature must redistrict at the beginning of a decade. However, he also said the Missouri Constitution, quote, says nothing about mid-decade redistricting. Capozzi also said the Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that the General Assembly can act unless the Constitution takes that particular action away. No matter who Limbaugh eventually rules in favor of, an appeal is expected. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Striking union workers at Boeing will vote today on a new proposal from the company. They've been off the job and on the picket line for more than 100 days now. Boeing leaders made the updated offer to the machinists union Monday. It includes a $6,000 ratification bonus, up from a previous offer of $3,000. To fund that increase, Boeing removed retention bonuses and restricted stock units from the previous offer. Workers would also be able to cash out vacation time that can't be carried over. Union members rejected Boeing's last proposal 51-49% late last month. Governor Mike Kehoe says partial SNAP benefits were distributed to Missourians this week, and he says the rest should soon follow. Kothar Shire has more.
Kehoe says Missourians eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, should have received about 60% of their benefits on Tuesday. November SNAP payments have been delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Kehoe says the remaining benefits will be distributed eventually, even with the end of the shutdown.
And then we'll see SNAP, WIC, National Guard soldiers under federal orders getting paid, federal employees, etc.
Pressure has mounted in recent weeks for Americans to receive their federal assistance as the holiday season approaches. I'm Kothar Shire.
Ameren, Missouri shut off power for more than 17,000 households in October. That's a new high for this year. The latest data filed with the Missouri Public Service Commission shows more than 219,000 customers were behind on their bills last month. In September, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen passed a resolution asking for a disconnection pause through the end of the year for people affected by the May 16th tornado. In response to calls for a pause, Ameren officials have said customers should reach out to the company to connect to assistance programs. Plans for a battery plant near the North St. Louis Riverfront that would have created more than 150 jobs for the area are officially dead. That's according to a recent SEC filing by Israel-based ICL Group, the developer behind the $500 million project. The company said in the filing that it would cease plans to create new lithium battery plants in North America. That's after the Trump administration discontinued a $197 million grant for the project. City officials previously touted the plant as part of a manufacturing renaissance taking place in St. Louis. The Missouri History Museum is putting a once-thriving, predominantly black neighborhood back on the map in a new exhibit. The city of St. Louis demolished Mill Creek Valley in the 1950s, displacing nearly 20,000 people and destroying hundreds of businesses in the name of urban renewal. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports on what former residents are sharing in Mill Creek, Black Metropolis.
Maleka Horn Wells lived in Mill Creek Valley during the mid-1900s. She remembers playing games on her front porch as well as swimming and swinging in her backyard as a child. Her former home at 328 South Garrison is now part of the Harris Stowe State University campus. Horn Wells said her home was one of the last remaining on the block before her family was pushed out. She told St. Louis on the Air that she wants people to know her neighborhood wasn't a slum.
That's one of the things that we want to do with the exhibit is to dismantle these stereotypes and caricatures that have hurt a whole community.
The vibrant community Horn once called home will be showcased at the Missouri History Museum beginning Saturday. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Starting next year, you won't be able to get a drink at an Alton bar past 1 a.m. That's as Alton City Council voted 5-2 last night to end all late-night liquor licenses. Currently, 13 bars in town can serve alcohol until 2 a.m. on weekdays and 3 a.m. on weekends. The mayor, police chief, and majority of the council believe drinking into the early hours of the morning has fueled drunken behavior in the city's downtown. They say cutting bars off earlier will help eliminate the problem. But bar owners and employees say the change will eliminate some of their most profitable hours and could force them to close. As of now, the change will go into effect just before midnight on New Year's Eve, but the alderwoman who introduced the change is considering moving that back until April. A documentary making its St. Louis debut this weekend takes a familiar format, the rock concert movie, and adds a few unexpected elements. As St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports, the film Matter of Time uses the genre to introduce audiences to a rare skin disease and the people searching for a cure.
It's common to hear people say that kids with epidermolysis bullosa have butterfly skin because it's so delicate. After years of living with the condition, 10-year-old Rowan Holler has become a pro at describing it.
It's a skin condition that makes my skin a little more fragile. Like, you could think of it as grass. Like, without the dirt, you could just pull the grass right out. Because we don't have the epidermis to hold the skin down.
Rowan's one of the patients featured in Matter of Time, a documentary making its Midwestern premiere at the St. Louis International Film Festival this weekend. Rowan and others with EB lack a kind of protein that holds their skin together, which means everyday activities can cause blisters, lesions, or painful tears. Rowan isn't the only star of the film.
The closer you get to this community and the more you understand it, you cannot escape how difficult the challenges are for these families.
That's Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, who's become a high-profile advocate for EB patients. He, along with families of kids with the disease, is one of the co-founders of a foundation that's raised millions to research treatments and a possible cure. In 2023, Vedder performed two stripped-down EB benefit concerts that form the backbone of the documentary. Matter of Time splices together standard rock doc footage from these shows with interviews and scenes that show what life is like for patients and their families. Matt Finlan is a documentary's director. He says the two genres, medical documentary and concert film, fit together surprisingly well.
We took the classic sort of rock doc form and tried to turn it on its head a little bit.
Finlan says the subject matter can be rough. Most of the patients with EB are little kids. And the concert footage allows for joy and resilience throughout the film.
Having Ed's concert as the backdrop lightened the situation in many respects and showed also his dedication to these families and researchers.
Rowan was in the balcony for one of Vedder's Seattle concerts featured in the film.
I couldn't be more happier, and I'm hoping someday we will have a cure.
She and her family have St. Louis roots. Her dad, Jason, grew up in Quincy and was a member of the popular St. Louis band Kentucky Knife Fight.
There's a lot of serious stuff in this film, but it's not just a film of sadness. It's a film of laughter, and it's a film of optimism and inspiration. And we were just really moved and touched by how the film turned out.
Jason, his wife Kate, and Rowan and her siblings live in Denver now. They're traveling to the film festival this weekend to see the doc with their St. Louis friends and family. Finlin says there's lots of reasons to be optimistic. The documentary shows in the past decade, patients have gotten access to more treatments for their skin, and researchers are making breakthroughs all the time.
And you'll see in the film that Rowan is receiving, at the time, what the first FDA-approved treatment for the disease. And that was a monumental moment, I think, for the EB community and for those living with that subtype especially, and those that weren't, showing that there is real progress being made.
Finlin says because EB is a genetic condition, gene editing treatments such as CRISPR could also be used in the future.
I think Jill Vedder says in the film, like, EB used to be the worst disease you've never heard of, and we want it to be the worst disease we're finding a cure for.
Rowan and Jason Haller and Matt Finlin will participate in a post-show panel following Saturday's screening at Washington University. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Rob Edwards edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.